Things have calmed down significantly across the Bay Area, but the process of boarding up continues throughout the week. This KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports many people are taking a better safe than sorry approach.
Oracle Park's windows are even covered now with huge sheets of plywood. Behind plywood structures that big, another wood frame, explains James, who I stopped as he worked in the financial district.
This is just the way to hold the plywood up, otherwise we can't screw it into the windows.
This is going to be sturdy.
Yes, it will be.
And behind all of those orders is a lumber yard. Garrett Alito is the chief marketing officer for Central Valley Lumber.
In the Vallejo and Fairfield area, we did see a spike in plywood.
I even got a look behind the boards themselves. The Old Ship Saloon on Battery, selling takeout food and beer. And once you're inside to pick up that order, the boarded up windows make it seem much later than it really is.
Battery was looted over the weekend. Jackson Street was looted over the weekend. I mean, we'd be speculating at this point, but we're talking about opportunists.
Old Ship General Manager Will Herrera tells me they actually put the boards up when the pandemic hit and they were forced to close, never dreaming this second purpose would emerge.
This isn't the first time San Francisco has burned to the ashes. It's not the concrete or the glass or the timber that erects it. It's us. It's San Francisco. It's the people of San Francisco that need to pick up that torch and continue forging forward and building, rebuilding San Francisco again.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.